Teaching 24. The King Tries to Help His People. It is very important for human beings not to waste their life in laziness. However, it is also important not to waste your life in unhelpful or unproductive activity. For example, when King Son Sangampo first converted to Buddhism, he became very inspired by the beautiful vision of love and compassion that he learned about. He looked around him at his people and saw how different they each were. Some were sick and some were healthy. Some were beautiful and some were ugly. Some were rich and some were poor. He realized that even as a great king, he could not alter people's health or beauty by a law. However, he could change their financial circumstances. So he published an edict declaring that at the end of the month, all the wealth of the country was to be gathered together. A great mountain of possessions was created, and this was then redistributed fairly among all the people of Tibet. Ah, he thought, now my people should be happy. However, after a year he noticed that again, some people were rich and some people were poor, so he arranged another redistribution. At the end of that year, again he saw that some were rich and some were poor. This awakened in him a direct understanding of the power of karma. What arises manifests the energy and consequence of actions performed long before. No matter how he tried to impose justice, the individual patterns of people's karma cause them to experience precisely their own share of the world. If we want to help people, the key focus has to be on helping them to cut the root of duality, for it is this root which generates all the many karmic tendencies and impulses. Trying to alter the patterns of behavior from outside is doomed to failure. This is why we must recognize and work with circumstances and the precise capacity of different individuals.